want?
The fireball.
Like the whiskey?
I want the.
Yeah, I like that.
I want
I like
the Hadouken,
whiskey.
Yo.
What would you use that for? Would you like join the military and be like an asset to the Navy?
I could set people on fire, you know?
I feel like
this says a lot about you.
I feel like it'd be hard to prosecute you too, because what are they going to be like? Oh, he used a spell.
Yeah.
No, I
I'd
didn't.
Be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I could influence the gases then, because that's what fireball, like, if I can control fire, that means like I'm releasing what's it called?
Butane.
Whatever gas. Butane, bubble, like there's tons
bubble
of
gum gas.
And then, I'm transferring that through the air. Like, just think of the implications, first of all. Like, I'm transferring that through the air, and then it's moving. Like, I'm forcing a gas to move in a specific direction.
But would you use
and
it
then
to
that
help
gas
too?
Is also being inflamed.
Like, imagine there's like...
How do you help someone? They're on fire.
Well, no. Imagine your grand folks home, and it's like, oh, the log went out. It's cold. It's cold right now. If only someone had fire powers to restart the log, would you help? Or would you just keep your powers?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but like if I'm cold, like would that gas even be able to work? Is the thing.
Wait, are you saying like if it, okay, fuck your grandparents. They can be cold if they want, but if you were cold, now it's business. Okay.
Probably put on like the AC, or not the AC.
Grandma, we have AC. The same.
Would you go into like an oil field to raise the price of oil? Like you.
You're right. Like
you just destroy.
Yeah, like burn all the oil.
Yeah.
Destroy it.
Destroy the supply right after you've made an investment.
What was your power? What did you say?
Me?
Yeah, Joe.
Yeah,
the ability to summon water.
That was mine. Like an apple, and then you get the apple.
No, I would just use like a healing spell.
You don't have like any like spells like to hurt people?
If I had to choose one like that, I'd probably do like,
lightning,
yeah.
Lightning's like, that also has like a lot of cool, implications.
You could use lightning inconspicuously. Just do it at night and no one, what are they going to say? Oh, like some guy did that? No, it's just.
Yeah, some guy, he got the Tesla coils out. Yeah, come on.
What are they going to say? Yeah, what are they going to accuse me of? Oh, you did lightning and it, you know. No, I didn't. I didn't.
That's a good point.
Someone in the chat says you can save electricity. That's ideal.
Oh, that's really good for Joe. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but then you'd have to specify that, or you'd have to like make sure it's going to where you want
it.
Well,
I'd still have to know how to capture it. Yeah, like it wouldn't.
You can't
the millions
like
of dollars
bag.
I would have to spend.
You know what? No, wait. Actually, lightning would be like an awesome healing spell because like the human body is made up of lightning. Like we're running on lightning.
It's true.
Like the energy in us is like actual electricity.
I talked to some doctors
lightning.
And he said, I need some more lightning.
Literally, lightning. Literally like, we're lightning people.
That's why I take
lightning
D Gatorade to replenish my lightning.
And so,
yeah, they say you need to get lightning D from the sun when you go out.
But
you know, electrolytes, that's actually
it's
lightning.
Like what are the things electrolyte like EMTs use?
You're right.
Like no, EMTs use to like
the lightning
control.
Beam.
Yeah, that's like anti-lightning.
Yeah, the beam.
Yeah.
That channels the lightning.
All right.
Water
is just
liquid.
Thank you for your answer, Mr. Meatman.
Thank you, Mr. Meatman.
Water is liquid lightning.
I said thank you for your answer, Mr. Meatman.
You want me to stay or you want me to go?
If your mic quality was better, I would say stay, but
I can like get my mic up. Hold on.
Okay.
Well, until then,
if it's okay with Daft, I feel like.
Oh yeah, I don't want to necessarily just like let him invite himself. Well, then Daft, you invited yourself on, so you got to reap what you sow.
That'd be like Conan O'Brien asking the guest, "Hey, you're the tonk of the town. Can I have a guest in?" And the guest going, "It's your show, Conan."
Yeah.
It's your show, Joe.
Did you watch The Matrix?
Yes, all three of them.
Would you take the red pill or the blue pill?
Please remind me what they are again.
The red pill is you see reality as what it is. You exit the Matrix, and the blue pill is you stay asleep.
Like you realize basically.
It's not. That's extremely harmful to
So an interesting thing to keep in mind. Yeah. Spoilers to anyone who hasn't seen the 20-year-old trilogy. It's all in a big simulation, like a big simulation, right? Because there's a theory going around that Neo and all that are just hanging out in a second simulation because the robots knew that the humans would always uprise, so they redo everything over and over again, like an endless cycle. Yeah, so I would just stay asleep. I'd rather be in the nice simulation.
I feel like part of the Matrix has been ruined for me because of the red pill ideology. Like, I can't watch it in its same naive way when it, like, I know what the internet has done with that, you know?
What do you mean?
You take the red Flintstones gummy, you have a nice day. You take the blue one, you also have a nice day. They're the same pill.
Yeah, it doesn't make it. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Joe, are you familiar with red pill ideology, by the way?
Well, maybe, but not by that term.
Okay, so red pill ideology.
Bothering his brother?
Yeah.
Red pill ideology is what I was saying earlier about how people who, quote unquote, have taken the red pill, it's an internet thing where they all think, like, oh, feminism is actually bad. And it's women who are in a privileged situation in life, and the deck is stacked against me, and it's pretty cringy.
So Lars is asking you, Joe, to take it, and we're gonna see how you do next year. We're gonna see what happens. It's real. I've seen it.
A little. Wait. So red pill ideology is when somebody just thinks that they're woke when they're not.
It's a real pill.
They think they're woke.
They sell it at Walmart.
No, but they think that they've woken up to the reality that, like, women are the problem, is their philosophy.
Oh, but you just said.
Yeah, I was imitating a red pillar.
Oh,
I really hope no one clips that thing that Lars just said and uses it out of context. Please don't at the T1 podcast on Twitter with that out of context Lars quote. He would hate.
I might bleep that.
I was arguing with somebody on Facebook who was saying that...
Was it your brother again?
No, it wasn't. It was a friend of my sister. And he was saying that women are actually not oppressed because... And that the patriarchy doesn't exist because in Canada, they don't have a patriarchy because their leader, although he's a man, is a feminist and they're technically under the queen. And they also have oppression for women. So therefore the patriarchy doesn't exist and women aren't oppressed, even though part of his, like, definition is that they are. Just complete dumbass. And he thinks he's so woke, but he's just a fucking idiot.
I want to get into the rabbit hole of the queen's husband, Prince Philip, who's 99 and he's somehow still alive. And
yeah.
Last year he drove a car and immediately crashed into someone. So they had to take his license away. Barry, tell me.
I didn't hear about that.
For the past 70 years, he was allowed to drive, and just one the first time he did it, he crashed.
Hmm.
Oh, which question?
Who's the guy who got Me Too'd in the royal family?
That was Philip, wasn't it?
Was that Philip?
No, Prince Philip is the queen's husband.
No, which one was it though?
I know who you're thinking of.
Andrew.
He went.
It was Andrew.
Yes, it was Prince Andrew.
Prince Andrew.
He went on to an interview. The worst thing he could have done, I would say, for his career. But, oh well.
Yeah, I remember that.
Goodbye.
I remember that.
He outed himself as a terrible person. Goodbye.
Yeah.
I do like that new trend, like we've been talking about, of people outing themselves as these terrible people. It's nice.
We can get into that little discussion.
We talked about it last time, sort of. And
actually, how about this?
No, we don't
have to keep this a little more lighthearted than that.
I just said doesn't mean we should.
Yeah, Joe, he was just stating a fact.
Yes,
well, I'm just saying I'd like to keep this a little more lighthearted.
I'm not your brother. You don't have to argue with me.
By the way, I want to give credit where credit is due. Probably a better use of people's time is to go watch your Cosmodore video.
That was good. That was very informative.
Yeah.
Yes, I talk about the Commodore 64, a brilliant computer for the late 80s, early 90s.
It's weird that that computer turned out to be a sex offender.
Yes.
Didn't expect that one.
You know the movie with Johnny Five, the robot that came to life? That was basically the Commodore 64.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you not know what I'm talking about?
I don't, man. I'm sorry. I don't know that reference.
Short Circuit?
No, I haven't seen it. I've heard of it.
It's a movie, 1986, where a bunch of military robots were made, and Lightning, Mr. Meatman's Lightning, strikes a robot, and he gains a soul, and he doesn't want to kill anyone. So basically, a dumber version of the Iron Giant.
I would definitely recommend the Iron Giant.
Yes, now imagine if that was dumb.
I don't want to. I like it. Okay, so I did want to kind of get into this, by the way, and I didn't want to like leave it out of the episode, which is, do you guys have any ideas for the game for Fall Guys?
Fall Guys.
Like improvements?
Yeah, I have a couple good, I think they're pretty good ideas.
I think it would be interesting. I mean, I like that everybody's on the same playing field in terms of abilities. Like, it's not like anyone can jump higher than anyone else. But I think it would be interesting if you could, if there was like another mode that was like a battle royale and you could collect like either these weapons or upgrade your character and make yourself taller or bigger in some
ways. Whoa, Joe, like, are we the same person? I had that exact same idea.
I believe they'll have some of those games.
Yeah, it would be cool if it... Do you mean, like, you would collect the equipment during the match itself and then it would go away? Or do you mean that you would earn equipment boosts over time?
No, I don't think...
Both. You would gain upgrades and, like, your experience. Maybe you can spend it on stuff, or maybe you can find items in various... hidden or something.
Keeping it cosmetic evens the playing field. But if there are games where you pick up items... Or maybe you have, like, a short burst for running. That can be interesting. Because, you know, the people that will grind on this game for, like, 90 hours a week. And then there's a guy who just got home from work. And he's like, I want to play Fall Guys. He sounds exactly like that. And then he gets like sniped immediately by a guy who's level 100 while he's level 5.
Well, no, you misunderstood Joe's idea.
I think the main game should stay the same as it is now, but that maybe there's a mini game or a level where you go around collecting guns or something, and for that level you can use it, and then maybe depending on how well you did after the level, you get to keep it for this other like mode, like a whole.
Well, I think it should be a completely separate game mode entirely.
Something
like,
I don't know,
so that people can play the base game and it doesn't have any upgrades other than cosmetic, and then it has another version of it which is progression oriented, because that's one thing I look for in games is some sort of progression
along with the shooting aspect, which I like the weapons. If only you can build things such as forts during this match,
like at night. Maybe
they should make a game about that. They could call it Fortnite.
Like you're building a fort at night time.
Specifically.
Good.
Just said that.
It
has a bright future, Fall Guys does, in terms of expansion. Would you agree?
It has a good future in terms of expansion?
I got borked.
Yes, because there's a lot of possibilities, like what we were describing. Either another game mode, or maybe just more levels, or at least better randomization.
I think it'd be, because this reminds me of Chow's. You have the Chow Garden. I think it'd be interesting if you had some type of Chow Garden where you can have offspring little people. And each of them might have different traits or something.
Like just rip off, actually have Chow's?
They wouldn't call them Chow's. They wouldn't look like Chow's, but just, I think it would be...
You'd call them cows?
Cows or something, yeah.
C-H-A-O-S.
The Cow Morgan.
I don't know. One thing that I think would be kind of cool is for some of the maps where you can improve at your pathing, to have some sort of open practice mode would be kind of cool.
I would definitely agree. A practice mode for some of these would definitely do some good.
Like some of it doesn't make any sense, but
I think that's part of it, is like it throws you into it, and you have to, if you don't know how to play it, you're not going to do well. But then the next time you play it, you had the practice. So
there is something to gating the practice to the actual game. I don't know.
But with practice rounds, it doesn't count for the assholes. You know, the people who push people off specifically and don't care about the game. They just want to make you feel bad. Unless they program that in, of course.
Yeah.
Bad AI.
Well, it's AI. Like the longer you play, the more stuff you pick up on. And so for the memory one, I didn't realize that if you get it right and then you step off the platform, you could still die. I thought if you got it right, then you're saved. Even if so, I accidentally stepped off the, or someone pushed me off the platform and I still died, even though I got it right. I was like, oh, well, now I know. It's like you just pick up on stuff as you go by playing the actual game.
I can't remember the name, but it's like a hidden path where you have to take a very specific path and then jump at the end.
Mario Kart.
Where if you went on the wrong tile, it would fall down and you would fall over. And so what you would see is people huddling close together. If you'd, like, wait for the first 5 seconds, you would see the path. You know, like the people already did. yeah. and try out some
you
new
cut
things.
Off, or I cut out, I think.
And when I actually made it, right, at the end of that, the game glitched.
Oh.
And then I lost. And I was like, that's unfortunate. But I know what to do now. It's like you said, it's a learning curve.
By the way, pro tip, guys, if you ever have to fall a long distance, if you dive at the end, kind of like in Mario Odyssey, it actually negates kind of the lag from the fall.
Always learning something new.
All right, guys, we got to jazz it up a little bit in terms of excitement level. Sheesh.
Speaking of excitement, 8 minutes ago, Twitter, keeping up to date, fast-moving wildfire forces evacuations in Southern California.
Oh, shit.
8 minutes ago, relative to the podcast, whoever's listening to this is not happening.
Wait, say that again? Ago. Wildfire?
Yes, fast-moving. By the way, these aren't the slow-moving ones we're used to. This is the fast-moving ones.
I'd like to say I'm surprised, but there's wildfires every year. It's actually fairly healthy, depending on where the wildfire is, because it clears out the brush that they need to grow a new forest. Except when it's in like an urban area, that's bad. And that's the problem.
Dude, there's a wildfire in my pants right now.
Ooh. Really?
I feel like that's something it's you should get checked out.
Yeah, you don't want a fire there. That's a sign of that's a sign that you've been up to something no good.
It looks like the lightning struck.
Talking about pizza aroma. I like had to leave for a second. What were you saying?
We're saying you might have an STD, bud.
Oh, no, I meant about the fire.
Yes, the fire is actually an STD fast moving going across Southern California. Watch out.
The problem is that
that's scary, bro.
A lot of the fires are caused because the electric company doesn't want to maintain their old equipment. And so they're getting fined like billions of dollars. Yeah.
Wait, why don't they want to maintain it?
Because it's expensive to maintain it. And
so the alternative is wildfires. So to distract people, they set the forest on fire. Is that what you're saying?
I thought it was because of dry leaves.
It's because the faulty equipment from, I forgot the name of the company, but
the electric company.
There's one particular company.
Is just hanging out, and some guy says, isn't that 1990s equipment? He said, what do you say, a forest fire over there? You should pay attention to that first.
Yeah. Well, no, it's like there's like there's equipment they haven't maintained for like 30 years, or they've known about how it's like faulty equipment for like 30 years, and then it sparks. PG&E, yeah. Usually there's like high winds, and it knocks towers over and stuff, and then because they're so faulty, they spark and cause fires. And they've been linked to like 30 different fires.
What is it? One of the most flammable things is like, it's like dry leaves, like dry grass and all that stuff.
If only there was something connecting these leaves and grass.
It's crazy.
Josh, I'm not sure why, but I think Josh Newman posted about that. Is one of our previous guests, former California State Senator Josh Newman.
Posted about what?
About the thing where they just don't maintain at
all. I'm sure he has. Yeah, I think I remember that too. They settled for like, or it says that the settlement agreement prohibits the company from seeking. Oh, that's something different.
Yeah, back before we used to have like YouTubers on the show, we would just have pretty random series of guests,
senators.
Like former state senators and. Yeah.
Oh, it was a $13.5 billion settlement.
Yeah, but then we realized our heart was really in just talking to YouTubers. So.
Oh, actually, apparently it's a $25 billion settlement in multiple settlements. PG&E to pay millions in plea deal over $25 billion in multiple. Let me see. In multiple insurance settlements, $25 billion.
You should go back to senators, bro.
Probably could.
To light them on fire instead of the forests. I don't advocate for that. Mr. Meatman.
Should what is it? You should lambast them and all.
Yeah.
Oh, we should get Sacha Baron Cohen to come on.
Let's just get the actor Sacha Baron Cohen on the show. Yeah.
You guys ever watch Sacha Baron Cohen?
Just him in general, outside.
No. Yeah. his stuff. You ever see his? His content.
Yeah, I've seen.
Yeah, you're talking about like
content.
Borat.
Yeah, Borat, Bruno. Yeah,
I've seen those things.
That guy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like 6 or 7. My dad took me to Borat. I was like, my dad also took me to Kill Bill when I was like 5.
That's not your dad appropriate. Just hates you.
It's not a child friendly movie.
He loves me. He's like, dude, do you want to see something funny?
And then he took you to Kill Bill.
Took me to Scary Movie 3 also a lot.
Well, that's different. Scary Movie 3. I remember seeing Scary Movie 2 when I was a kid. But generally, I would think that's awfully young.
I saw Scary Movie 2 when I was young also, but then like I started repeating the words that they were saying, and my dad heard me, and he because he was on the computer, and he turned around and he like gave me this like evil glare, and I still remember this.
Yeah,
he was like, "You don't say that word. Don't say that word."
Although I keep taking you to movies.
The word again.
Where they
and
say
he turned the TV or he turned the show off or movie off.
That's the
I feel
thing,
like that's really counterproductive at that point. Like, why would he just not take you to those movies?
I don't know, because like the second one was already over. Oh, what do you mean?
He didn't want you saying the
words.
What
I'm saying is like, yeah, what? But then he's teaching you the words.
This is like him saying, movies. Here's how you drink
really
a beer.
He really wanted to like spend time with me, but he also wanted to see this movie. I only like repeated the words from the second movie, not any of the others.
I remember
I think what you were gonna say though, Ryan, was correct. That's like saying, "Son, here's how you drink a beer," and then your 6-year-old gets drunk, and you're like, "Whoa!"
He's like, "Why are you drinking?
Why are you doing this?"
I remember.
Dad's a good man.
That happened to me a bunch of times growing up.
You love your father.
Hmm.
Love your dad.
Watch like these movies, like.
Good.
Me, myself, and Irene, and there would be like a scene where
Jim Irene
Carrey
shows
has
up,
like an erection,
and you're like, "Irene's here."
And he has to like bend over to pee, and then I would be like, "Oh yeah, we saw the movie where he had a boner, and he could." This is to my grandparents at the dinner table. He had a boner, and so he couldn't pee. And my dad's like, "Joseph,"
and your grandfather's like, "I remember when I had boners."
I figured if I was old enough to see the movie, they were old enough to see the movie. I didn't know it was like a secret that,
I saw like a video this morning that's like, I can't think about like erections now. It's giving me a bad vibe.
That's
okay. We'll just leave it at that.
That's okay. Sometimes it happens.
Very sad.
I remember talking about Pootie Tang to my grandparents because they had mentioned that in Scary Movie 2, but my dad didn't like that. And he was like,
"Wait, Joseph."
It's like, what?
Your grandpa or your dad was talking about that.
I brought it up because we had seen it in Scary Movie 2 to my grandparents. I was like, "Oh yeah, we saw a movie and they were talking about Pootie Tang in the movie." And
wait, so he was a movie star before he was like a popular streamer and Let's Player?
What are you talking about?
I know who you're talking about.
I'm making a very bad PewDiePie joke. Continue.
No, I got it. It's very good.
Yeah.
You know what? If that was a joke, ain't no one laughing.
Because it was a bad joke. Okay.
Never say it again.
We laughed. Man,
what you been up to?
I watched. Okay, wait. The Nostalgia Critic.
Oh God.
That guy.
I don't know him personally.
Okay, you know how he made like movies?
Yeah, nostalgic over those, but
they're
also
not
critical.
They're not movies.
You're so nostalgic over what? Okay, Kick-Ass. Yeah.
It's not a movie.
He didn't make Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass-ia.
Oh, okay.
It's the knockoff version.
What's it called? The second one, Suburban Nights.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to the Urban Nights of Suburbia.
The other one called Something to Where No One's Gone Before.
It's to flee in a manner very brave.
Me and a few friends.
As opposed to that movie where people have already been.
You and a few friends.
Yeah. We watched all of them. one per day, and it was so awful.
Yeah, why would
so
you?
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
Yeah,
why would you
watch it?
Now I can brag about it. Now, like, people can be like, I try to get through it. I couldn't do it. I could be like, yeah, no, I got through all of it.
At least
I don't feel like that's that much of an accomplishment.
You don't know anything.
How long did that take?
Once per day. So, like, the last 3 or 4 days. Oh. And then today we watched the Atop the Fourth Wall movie. And I think we're done with all that now.
Who's we?
Lars.
You and your family?
Me and some of my buddies. Okay. Yeah.
To Boldly Flee is 3 hours and 30 minutes long.
Yeah, really long.
And I wouldn't. It was made by
and
people who just
like,
discovered pop culture.
I don't know. The last one's like 2 hours, I think.
Mm-hmm. Meat Man, where do you? What state are you
the
in?
Worst one,
by the way.
I'm in Chicago.
Chicago. Okay.
Yesterday, there was a big. Or was it yes? Whatever amount of days ago, there was a big tornado. This big lightning.
The state of Chicago.
Yeah, the Chicago
the state. The state or the
state.
Town?
Chicago, Illinois, with the S at the end. You have to pronounce the S.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Let anyone else tell you that.
I always pronounce it with the S. Are you
how
saying
many,
there's some people who don't pronounce it with
the S? How many
Illinois
is there?
They're the freaks.
Is there two Illinois? Three Illinois?
How many stars does Illinois have on Airbnb?
It's like Arkansas.
How many stars does it have on Airbnb?
The state, Illinois?
Of Illinois.
What?
How many stars? I don't go to states with less than 3 stars.
Yeah. How much does it cost to stay there per night?
To live or stay?
I don't think these jokes are landing.
Yeah.
No, I
also,
think
we keep interrupting each other every single time, so this is just like a garbled mess.
Guys, why don't we spend just a moment reflecting on the fact that, I don't know, help me out here. Daft, help me out. Help me out. Help me finish this thought.
Let's reflect.
Oh, I can help.
On Fall Guys, season 1.
Yep.
Sure. We just watched the entire season, and I think we had pretty fun watching it. What do you think?
Mr. Meatman, have you played this game, by the way?
What do you mean season 1?
It's season 1 of the game.
They have they broke it up into seasons, I guess.
I heard it's good.
Yeah.
The only thing I saw of it was but another friend told me that it's cuz it's randomly generated, right?
No.
Well, it was coded precisely. They didn't just randomly generate code.
Oh no, like the obstacles are randomly generated.
That'd be pretty cool. No, like you take a trillion monkeys over a trillion years and they generate a game and it's Fall Guys.
The levels,
the obstacles are randomly generated.
They're not.
Kind of. Some
they
of them are.
So,
like a friend told me.
Well, I think your friend hates you.
I saw a stream where it's like it was like 5 of like the seesaw things in a row, and it looked like
you mean randomly
really unfun.
Picked.
But then he told me like no, like that was probably a fluke or something.
The levels are the same each time, but the which level you're gonna get is theoretically random.
Well, like, no, but there are some.
Oh, okay.
Were you thinking
there are some
each time
obstacles that
that these were AI generated, and he kept getting the exact same 1 in a million chance generated levels?
I don't know.
He hasn't played it, so he's just going off of what his friend said.
You ever seen Ninja Warrior?
Yeah.
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 Oh wait, the American version or the original?
Both.
Okay, I have
a friend who went on Ninja Warrior American version.
I really don't like the American, or I don't know if it's still airing, but I love the original. It's so good, but it kind of reminded me of that. Or also Wipeout.
Oh, have you guys ever seen MXC?
No.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, you guys haven't watched MXC? It's okay. So there's this old Japanese game show called Takeshi's Castle.
Oh, which,
I know who Takeshi is.
Yeah, and then they did, they did like an American dub of it, but it's like a joke dub, and they didn't use any of the original dialogue or anything. It's really good. And also Takeshi's Castle is apparently one of the influences for Fall Guys.
I feel like American Ninja Warrior, regular Ninja Warrior, and even Wipeout. Everyone loves a good Wipeout, right?
Wipeout is a fun show, yeah.
That's what, it's the same concept as these epic fail videos on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Wipeout really ripped off MXC.
And like, there was a new show.
You know what? American Ninja Warrior ripped off Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, it's true. No, but there was like a huge lawsuit where like they noticed that Wipeout was just, it was just like another version of MXC, except kind of not a joke. And they just completely copied all the levels and stuff.
Huh.
Post this on Twitter, post this thing I post in live chat, Wipeout, Create, and Crash, and say, I play Fall Guys, this picture. I'll like it, retweet it, just for you, if you're brave enough to post it.
All right. God damn it, I don't want to do this, but I'll... Fine. All right, guys, stall while I do this. Hold on.
So Wipeout actually has a new show on ABC. It's not called Wipeout, which is the interesting thing. They called it something else, but it's technically, legally, and illegally the same game. I'm going to try and find the name of it while you continue the thought.
How do you guys feel about robots?
Oh, yeah, let's talk about this. So robots are very, very interesting because do you think that the universe is a simulation and that we are all, like, robots?
So far, we are not in the simulation. One of the things to prove that, I would say, is that pi has a zero at the end, or like some sort of ending to it. You know what I mean?
Is it?
Because in a simulation, there's a thing. In a simulation, things would have to end. Yeah, like the finite scale of the universe, how big it can expand, and the finite thing of pi, because pi is continuous. But the counter theory to that is, if it's a good computer, it's just infinite too.
You're like fractals.
All right, Dev, check your DMs. There you go.
I liked and retweeted it immediately.
Sounds so defeated. Like, All right, I
check
did
your
it.
DMs. I did the funny.
Oh, I did it. Now you can. Now I can get the clout because you're gonna retweet it.
No, but you just said the finite size of the universe. That isn't that not true?
The universe as we know it today is expanding.
Yeah.
But we don't know if it's gonna crunch. It's the big crunch of the universe that's gonna recollapse.
Like CRISPR cereal.
The big theory for a long time is it's gonna it's gonna get bigger and bigger, and then it's just gonna stop, and it's gonna get smaller and smaller. Like after that, that'll still take a long time. Like it's not gonna be instantaneous. It's gonna be it'll take a while.
More than 25 years.
And then man,
I'm a tremendous fan of CRISPR.
This tweet is getting traction now.
I'm so angry.
It's because it's funny.
Yeah, why are you
relevant?
Upset?
Alright,
I want you to look in chat really quickly. All right, I want you to.
Okay,
look
I did. I didn't see anything. I was too quick.
You've already seen this. Have you seen?
Oh yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's the one where the first time you see the butt, but then you can never see it again. That's classic.
Oh, because it's a guitar.
Yeah. I'll put the link in the show notes, but guys, if you want to tune in this episode next time live at discord.t1podcast.com, you can, and you can have a visual reference pop up in the chat.
I am a tremendous fan of CRISPX cereal.
Joe, let Meat Man give his shout
out. I'm gonna give a shout out to a video. It's called Last Words and Cause of Death of Each President.
Interesting.
Let me post this.
Is this
real?
Like, is it accurate?
Are these water?
Water!
Cause of death, throat cancer.
That's a little bit.
Is this the top 10 US president deaths? Is it what's going to be?
Ulysses is kind of...
1885?
I wouldn't want to be named Ulysses.
That means Doc is still alive.
Well, I feel
he wrote this note.
Yeah, but Joe, back then, Ulysses was a little bit more like Steve than it is today. Like, it's... Like, today, if your name was Ulysses and you were, a millennial, it'd be a little strange.
Talking about, Vegas before, right?
No. Never. We were never... What's
no,
Vegas?
No, no, like way before. Like, a while... Like, right?
You mean,
maybe
a few
months
episodes
ago?
Yeah, months ago.
No, no, like, maybe. In this episode, like, a few, tens of minutes ago.
This episode has been going on for 6 months. It is the longest podcast.
Right.
Meatman, are you drunk? We have not been talking about Vegas at all.
I heard you say Vegas. Like
we
few,
were talking
like,
about other stuff like it, like TGI Fridays.
It doesn't matter. I post my funny picture. Are you going to laugh?
Mars, Joe.
Vegas where a cat can stand his ground.
Yeah.
But I know you.
Would you be interested in trying to achieve the world record longest podcast episode?
Okay, so... Oh, it's Cool Cat. Always glad to see that guy.
This is you right now. He's talking to you. Say out loud what he's saying.
I can't do his voice. Can someone do his voice?
Put it in.
All right. Oh my god, this is going to be our most popular tweet of all time.
Guys. The longest local trio awarded for World Genesis of longest uninterrupted webcast. And the longest podcast was a 36-hour nonstop one from 2016.
I think we could take shifts.
Would you? It would have to be. It had to be like three hosts or two hosts. Yeah, naps between. You can easily pull 48 hours.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking? Like 36 hours doesn't seem like that much for a world record. I feel like that could easily be topped.
Yeah, we could do that. We just have, we've actually had guests that we've talked to about this where we're like, if we do this world record, do you want to come on?
Oh, hold on. Oh, sorry. I found it. Longest audio only live stream was 52 hours long.
Oh, that's a little bit worse.
2012. But you can do it. Okay.
I mean,
you'd have to plan it.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you want this achievement?
No.
To break this 8-year world record?
How long was it?
Joe and Lars. It's been 8 years.
I don't.
It went on for. Wait, are you talking about the grass? Like where it's showing like grass over the course of years?
It would be a huge pain in the ass to edit that. You'd have to either release it unedited, like just the raw audio.
Well, yeah. Something. You wouldn't edit it, of course. Like that would be insane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm.
Okay, so someone like filmed their grass for like years upon years, like live streaming just like their lawn, like and they planted a tree at one point, or I think they did it at the beginning, and over the course of like a year, it's you like there's a video where it's fast footed, like it's fast forwarded,
like a time lapse.
Days upon days, and you are seeing this tree slowly grow, like over the course of months.
For
very
that,
cool.
It reminds me of the trend where it's like I take a picture of myself once per day for a year, and it's like a guy, a girl, we're like, here's me, and they look slightly different, and it's like, that's interesting, but it's not a tree.
Not a tree. No, a tree is definitely cooler.
It's not a tree. That sounds like it could be a tree.
The tree's more interesting. Oh, sorry, it was a tree the whole time. I was goofing you.
You take a picture every day of yourself, like for one day per year, like the moment get those divorce papers finally settled in. You see, like, the smile, it slowly disappears from your face.
If Joe and Lars wants to commit, because I once did a 8-hour live stream of me playing and beating Super Mario Bros. 2, I think I can hold out. For 53 hours.
We'd have to take shifts, like, while one of us sleeps and stuff.
I've never understood, how do people, like, live stream daily? I don't understand that. Being in, like, talking, especially people who are, like, alone, like, when it's just them, like, just live streaming daily, and, like, you could be playing a video game for hours upon hours. How does that work? How do you do that?
You just do? Like, there's no magic answer here, if that's what you're looking for.
Well, no. Like, how do you have, like, the vitality to do that?
It's just,
normally, people can play games for a very long time, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, also live talking...
Yeah. There's breaks in between. They're not constantly talking.
Mm.
They
build up to it, I think.
So every single day.
They push themselves a little bit longer each time. And also
there's an incredible amount of burnout in the streaming industry.
It's also usually a job anyway. I've been going about...
What's the world record for the most guest cameos?
I think this might be it.
Yeah.
World record.
Wonderful. Hello, everyone.
Hey, hello, who the hell is this?
It's me, the Asian persuasion.
It sounds kind of epic.
Are you persuading people?
No, it's just, you know, I am here and I am affecting people with my presence, hence the Asian persuasion.
You just persuaded me to accepting you. Hello. I love you.
This is a very good job.
Wonderful to be here.
So what ended up happening is Joe and I were just going to do a guestless episode. And then Daft was like, do you want me to come on? I can. And I was like, okay. And then Mr. Meatman showed up in the chat, who was also one of our previous guests. And he's like,
right.
He was unmuted. So,
and I was like, we should have Meatman come on.
Yeah.
And then Efrio showed up and he was a previous guest. So he was already unmuted and just here he is.
I'm kind of curious if we can get anyone else.
For an update on the tweet.
I mean, from what I see, Carson is like on all the time. You want to see if we can get Call Me Carson?
No, I could message him.
No, I don't. He's so busy.
DMs.
He's so busy.
That's true.
I don't think we should
really
bother
busy.
Him.
He is
that's
really
true.
Busy. Yeah.
Oh, Daft, you were going to give an update?
Update. 10 minutes have passed. 72 likes, 12 retweets. That's doing pretty good. Your tweet is popping off.
So busy, too.
The tweet that you forced me to make the worst joke about Fall Guys. Oh, Efrio, have you played Fall Guys?
I have not played Fall Guys, but I've watched a lot of people play Fall Guys. It looks super fun. I really do want to play it, but...
Did you know Efrio?
Do you
same company who made it, made Bejeweled?
Did? That's crazy.
I was talking to Efrio, but you can join in too. Hey, Mr. Meatman.
That's me.
Did you know the company that made Fall Guys also made Bejeweled?
That's awesome.
Wait, can you tell me? I'm interested in knowing that too.
So, Joe, the company that made Fall Guys made Bejeweled too.
It's crazy.
I go by
Crispix I don't know who made the first one, so we have to find that out later.
Crispix is really a morning, afternoon, and evening cereal.
But what about a second breakfast cereal?
The heck?
Yeah, second breakfast. Yeah, just a continuous cereal.
Oh, also in other news, because you had mentioned this yesterday, but the idea that I had for the second version of the theme, the first podcast theme that I'm working on, I came up with a better one, which I'll start working on pretty soon. I'm also finishing up a project and university starts next week. So a lot of stuff is like coming together and it's kind of like all over the place.
But, online university, know. I hope. Staying safe over there?
Oh man, I can't because all my scholarships are lined up. They're paying for me to go. So
this is more important.
So no, are you going to be physically attending it?
No. I've opted to go fully online, okay. Though there is an option to be, I guess, hybrid, which is some online, some in person. It's really weird.
I would
for music. I don't really know how it's going to work because I'm going to school for piano. So lessons and stuff will be pretty straightforward. We'll be, I guess, like streaming and we'll be like over video chat and we'll have lessons over like that. But like when it comes to like collaborating,
lessons like life lessons,
like as in like piano lessons.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry, go ahead.
Ever listen to a piano symphony and halfway through they give you a life lesson, they continue the piece?
I mean, that's like, that's what university level piano does to you. You know, you start off with some piano and then you learn a little bit about yourself along the way. So
can you give us like a snippet of a life lesson that you might learn while playing the piano? Like walk us through this. You're playing the piano and then what?
So I'll probably be playing the piano.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd start talking about the composer, like the guy that who wrote it, sure. What his philosophy was in terms of writing it.
Philosophy.
Yeah. Yes.
So what is philosophy?
What is philosophy? I mean, it's thinking like about thinking, right?
You're a philosophy teacher.
I mean, like sometimes it becomes really crazy when you realize like the really tough situations that these artists have to like write these genius things in.
A tough situation, like when you're chewing a piece of steak and it's tough.
No, as in like when you're playing something by this guy called Sergei Prokofiev and you realize that he escaped from socialism and
the piano was a cover,
like just total totalitarianism, and he's trying to he's lost everything, he's in America now, he's trying to learn English, he's trying to find his way through things, and along the way he's still writing like really good stuff, like I couldn't imagine
novels
writing music.
I heard a rumor. Just things like that.
You know,
that's
what country? I mean,
you, I mean, things. I find sometimes you kind of put things. You start putting things into perspective and realizing that people have certain philosophies and people can change. Like one of my favorite composers of all time, his name is Richard Strauss. You may have heard of him.
No.
He's famous for big orchestral pieces and stuff. He had the unfortunate reality of being born in Nazi Germany. So he was, I guess, like forced to write pieces for Hitler, you know? And I guess
for
being
him?
Born into that. Yes.
For him and to like, eventually maybe hear one day? Or?
No, like these were pieces like commissioned
like Hitler
by Hitler.
Was just hanging out and he said I hope someone was born in Germany that they can guy, do you want to play some piano for me? Like it's kind of like that kind of commission.
Not that kind of thing. It's more of just the unfortunate reality that Strauss was born in that position in
Strauss
that time
was born
in Nazi Germany
separately.
And
he became a famous composer. And he would put songs out on the radio and Hitler would hear them by chance because he was hearing them on the radio.
There's a lot of
it's
big
like
mixed metaphors
in Back
here,
to the
so
Future.
I'm trying to sift through them.
In the movie Back to the
Guys,
Future.
Guys, I rounded someone else up.
Oh, what about on. Hitler?
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, hi.
Efrio was just talking about his hero for some reason, but Ohan, what do you
wow.
think?
Wow.
Wow.
No, but it's like, the end of the story being, regardless of what he was, what regime he was a part of, he was a freaking genius. And by the end of his life, he had rescinded his Nazism. You know, he had turned away from it, completely disconnected himself from it.
Well, that's good, at least.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
So you can appreciate the genius and also say that he was not a Nazi.
We got a modern day JoJo Rabbit.
Not towards the end of his life.
He was a Nazi. But,
I mean, I hear that movie's really good.
He was?
Movie.
JoJo Rabbit.
It is.
JoJo Rabbit is really good. I never read the manga.
I guess he was sort of, he didn't have a choice though. He was like a Nazi against his will, it sounded like.
I mean, there were a lot of people, I feel like, that were, it's like, because the whole Nazi thing, it's very cultish, right? You don't even know that you're being indoctrinated. So like, it's kind of like when you see the light and you see what the reality is, then of course you don't want to be a part of it, right? But
well, it's very nuanced. I mean,
tell me,
it is very nuanced. Life, it is very, very is nuanced. This, it's the same. Picture? It's the same idea. I think with the,
this is the Nazi the part of the podcast. I feel like my grandma. I feel like my grandparents who escaped Nazi Germany wouldn't like this. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would say I would definitely not play piano for Hitler. I would go against that.
They say, dude, you know,
are you kidding? Like. It's like play like a piano for one of like the most influential men in the world.
Just imagine that you were born. Just imagine you were born into a cult, and that was the entire reality. That is the not only your worldview, but your entire
I'd probably
reality.
Stop playing
shaped,
piano, then
right?
I'd probably pick up the
like
guitar
they,
or something else.
It's very very of, hard to say whether or not they know what is right or wrong. Right?
Well, the song, you know that one.
I would have to assume that, I mean, you're right. There was a lot of people not necessarily thinking it. There were a lot of people who didn't know what was going on. They didn't know that Jews were getting killed and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But even when they found out, they usually didn't care. They were like, well, they were a scapegoat.
They brainwashed those kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Ohan.
Hi.
Yeah.
Ohan, I was driving by your house the other day.
Moral of the story, Hitler was a terrible person.
Yeah, that's a good moral to take from that.
You were driving by my house?
I was by there. I was on a
and we move along.
Yeah,
let's move away from pianos.
I was on one of my long drives, and I was by your house at one point.
I walk by your house a lot, or your dad's
really?
House. Mm-hmm. I go on walks around the neighborhood.
Yeah. All right.
Wait. Are we actually trying to make podcast history here? Are we trying to like make this the longest podcast? Or
I'm trying to make it with the most guest cameos.
The most guests. Gotcha.
I'm working on a cameo right now.
All right,
but like you have to prove this like at the end of this afterwards. You have to be like, okay, like people would be like, yeah, like look at all these like guests, and you're gonna have like audio. They're gonna be like, no, you could have just like Photoshopped that, man. Just edited it on Sony Vegas.
If only there was like a Photoshop for audio, whatever it's called.
So, I want someone to describe what's in chat right now with your words.
It's a fluffy round duck that looks like a loaf of sourdough bread with a duck head popping out of the top of it at like a 90 degree angle to the side. And somebody's grabbing the bottom of it firmly.
Joe.
Yeah. It's a good description.
Joe.
He's trying to
swim. Somebody said abduction. Very nice.
Joe.
Yeah. What?
Lars brought me on to say that I'm going to replace you as co-host.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Okay, cool.
So you are relieved of duty.
Yeah, I was about to say, Tej. Yeah, the Photoshop for audio is just audition. Audition is crazy.
Very weird.
Isotope RX7.
Yeah, I have both of those. It's a pretty nice combination.
Yeah, both are pretty crazy. It's crazy what you can do with audio now.
Lars, we did it. The tweet
so
is at 100 likes.
We did it.
100 likes, 50
oh,
retweets.
Oh, yeah, that
tweet's
at 100 likes. That's the best thing ever to go. Okay. Thank you so much.
You should be happy, you know?
Yeah, you have a tweet.
I don't
want to
be known for this.
Yeah, you do. Don't be ridiculous.
You're going to be the person with the 1,000 likes tweet, and that'll be your pinned comment for the rest of your life. You excited
pin
for
it,
that?
Pin it. Do it.
It's going to get like, it's going to go super viral. 100,000.
Oh my goodness, I just saw the tweet.
Retweet.
Yes, on NBC, they're going, the first podcast viral with
crash.
Their... No, here's how they'll do
it,
Lars.
You're
going
to be so angry when someone else steals that joke. You're going to see that and be like, wait, no, we posted first. And then you're going to be like, oh, wait, maybe it really is a good tweet. Maybe I do like
it. How would you feel,
it?
Lars, if there's a news article titled People Are Very Angry About Fall Guys and yours is the first tweet? How would you feel about that?
They're going to be like, people are really fuming at the seams.
Maybe we should have Rock Show on this also.
I want to play
Fall
Guys.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'm getting another cameo set up in a second. I think it's going to please you guys.
Thank you. I've been very unpleased.
You could also have Rock Show on if he wants to.
Ohan, have you played Fall Guys?
I want to. No, I have not.
No, it's definitely worth the $20. I would say.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah. For the extra $10, if you want,
we are actually playing
stuff.
It on this episode for about what's up?
For the extra $10, you get some nice cosmetic things. It's quite fun.
Yeah, I
for
didn't
an
see
extra
any cool
$11,
costumes yet.
You don't.
And for so zero, it's a
pretty shitty tier at that point.
Well, I'm going to need to hop out, guys. I need to finish working on this project. So talk to you guys later.
Yeah, best of luck with your studies.
See you.
Good luck. For sure.
Thanks for coming on.
Cheers.
Was his studies about Hitler?
Yeah, I was going to say that was the Hitler part of the podcast.
He went off the deep end talking about piano. It always leads to Hitler. Why is it with that?
Yeah.
The pianist?
I don't know, man. That's okay.
Yeah, let's move on.
So
on to better pastures. Who's excited for Tony Hawk's Pro Skater remake?
Ooh.
I had a dream.
That actually looks really good.
I had a dream where I met Tony Hawk.
It seems like a very mild dream.
Last like 10 years of Tony Hawk have all been awful.
You mean the games or him as a person? Because I think he's just been hanging out for the past 10 years.
No. All the games. Like the last, like whatever years.
Can you imagine right now Tony Hawk's listening to his favorite podcast and hears you saying Tony Hawk for the past 10 years has just been an asshole?
Like,
he's like,
fuck that guy. You know what I'm saying? Tony Hawk let them use his name and then they made really bad names. Like, because the license expired. No. Tony Hawk created that, what was the skateboard controller?
Oh, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
That would have been fun if it was executed properly.
It only sold like 3,000 copies or something, or 9,000.
Jesus.
Like, no one bought it. They banked on it. I only know this all because I watched a video about it. Because
you bought 1,000 of them.
I'm the one who, I bought half of them. No, he's the one
wonder,
who.
Let's go to a different tangent. They ever wonder the records that go platinum could just be because the artist bought their own records to get it platinum?
That's what I would. I had a similar.
What's up?
Oh, hey, Rusty.
Hey,
Rusty, what are you doing here?
Damn.
Welcome.
How's it going?
Since you a DM,
am
Rusty.
I in the right part of Discord?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in the right Discord. Oh, this is an intervention, Rusty. We want you to be clean cage now.
All
you're
my
too
favorite
rusty
people
for
are here.
Us.
Ooh.
Buy Requiem of the Crazies. Buy it. Where can they do that, at Rusty?
Requiemofthecrazies.com.
Oh, I should have known that.
I've heard some good things about it.
Because you're the one who always, when you want to research something, you go to thatthing.com. So that would be, your first guess, right?
Yeah, that would have been I should have known. I would have done better research if I knew that Rusty was coming on. Hey.
What's up? What are you all... been doing? Why is there so many people in this chat?
Okay, so I'll explain again. We started this as a guestless episode. But then, different guests kept, inviting themselves on or showing up in the recording. So, we just started unmuting them. And we got to a point where we got to 5. I think that's a podcast record.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine this would be kind of chaotic.
Yeah,
it's
going to be rough to edit.
Oh, but yeah,
Rusty,
fuck that,
I did
man.
Recommend to them. The longest podcast world record is 52 hours, which is pretty short, it seems. Don't you agree?
Yeah, it does. It seems like it'd be a lot longer.
Yeah, that's barely 2 days, a little more than 2 days.
You go in shifts, right?
I'd like to hear the end of
that
podcast.
They took many shits.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't, to be honest. It sounds like
someone just sobbing in the corner like they've been up for 2 days.
By the
end
of it.
Their life is hell. Yeah.
Yeah, someone just
Rusty.
Yeah, what's up?
What's your opinion on Chili's versus Applebee's versus TGI Fridays?
God.
And those short sort of shit tier restaurants.
I don't remember the last time I went to any or either of any of those. I guess
what if I
would probably put Applebee's near the top because I think they probably have pretty good mozzarella sticks, but
okay.
A Chili's. I don't even know the last time I even saw a Chili's.
What if I also threw in Outback Steakhouse, Sizzler, and Black Angus in there?
Okay, so I've only gone to Outback Steakhouse, and that's pretty tight. They have good steaks, good buttery bread.
That's very good.
The onion, the deep fried onion.
The blooming onion is literally the world's worst food for you, though. It has 4,000 calories or something just in one onion.
Yeah, but it's also got onion, which is good for you. It cleanses your body.
cancels it out.
It balances it out, of course.
Yeah, yep. I what if I asked you this? What would be your magic ability if you had to choose one from some video game, like one spell?
Oh my god, man! I don't know. I don't play any video games that deal with spells and abilities. I can never figure it out. Every time I start playing a new game, and then it's like I have to figure out all the armor upgrades and weapon upgrades, and they're throwing so many things at me, and I just get discouraged and turn it off. I was trying to play God of War, and I think either that game sucks or I'm so far gone as a boomer that I can't figure out how to play video games anymore.
Aren't you like 23?
Yeah, kind of, but like also I'm 30, so.
Okay.
What if I...
It's the age where you're two at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm 53.
That age, yeah.
53, 30. Which, Rusty, while you're here, it's an in-joke. Can you retweet this thing in recording chat? Can you retweet this?
Oh, yeah, we're trying to get as many likes on it as we can.
Oh, yeah, Deft forced me to make this tweet. It's the worst possible joke you can make about Fall Guys. Have you played Fall Guys, by the way?
No, is that a something you have to play with other people?
Yeah, oh, never mind.
He didn't force you to. He was like, would you like to if you don't mind? You're like, oh, sure.
It's like,
okay, I mean, pretty really much kindly. All I've been tweeting out today is just links to stuff, so I might as well. It's the promo day.
We want this to be the highest liked tweet for the first podcast.
Yeah, to be fair, by the way, like, Deft, you got to ask him. You can't just tell him to do your bidding.
No, I'm surprised you didn't just jump in my DMs and, you know, force me to do it there. But anything Deft tells me to do, I will do.
It'd be very funny to secretly go to every YouTuber I know and tell, you know what, I'll be right back, guys. I'll be right back.
Ohan just left. Ohan just left.
You mean Ohan's not even here anymore? Hold on, let me make a joke.
Ohan.
Yeah,
I was about to introduce Ohan to you guys. Ohan and I.
He didn't even say goodbye.
Why? What's wrong with him?
I don't know. He's a rude bitch.
No, he's. Oh, Ohan, there you are.
Oh, hi.
Ohan, did your internet go out?
Ohan, you didn't even say goodbye.
Sorry, I have to go back to work.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
I'll talk to you later.
Love you.
All right, bye, Ohan.
Thanks for coming on.
Bye.
Back to work. Anyway. I don't know what time it is. Is he on the other side of the world, or is he just work overnight?
Oh,
50. He's probably working from
Rusty,
home.
Do you know the channel Star Wars 50. Theory?
Over 50? Sorry, what was the other question?
Do you know the channel Star Wars Theory?
No.
Oh, Ohan is the editor for that channel. That's why.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's probably why he has to go. Yeah. Like, it's weird, but not that weird.
Star Wars.
To edit for them, you have to edit at weird hours to feel tired, like Emperor Palpatine.
Who's all in
they
here?
Want the editor to feel tired, yeah.
Mr. Meatman, Mr. Def Meatman. Pina.
What's up, Mr. Meatman?
Wait, do you guys know each other?
yeah, kind of through, like, mutual friends, I believe.
Oh, okay.
He commented on my... He commented on, like, my video once, and I was confused.
Yeah, why do YouTubers watch other YouTubers?
They said like White Knight or something. I was like, huh?
Yeah, comments can be kind of confusing at times.
Yeah, why would people comment for feedback? I don't want that. I don't want feedback.
Why would somebody be commenting? Yeah.
What was I looking up? The Star Wars
theory?
Star Wars theory. Okay. There's only one channel who does this, which is surprising. Just that.
No, there's like a bunch. What are you talking about?
Crispix is my favorite cereal.
None of them are called Star Wars Theory.
Rusty, you've heard of Crispix?
It's like tons of Star Wars Theory.
Crispix, no.
You're thinking of Star Trek, Mr. Meatman. There's a lot of Star Trek theory.
No, there isn't. There's Star Wars Theory. It's only Star Wars.
You're wrong.
What's your favorite cereal, Rusty?
It's like one Star Trek Theory video.
Cereal?
What?
I don't know. I don't really eat cereal.
Raisin Bran? I peg you as a Raisin Bran person.
It would probably be something like that. Like some real lame-ass shit that... is supposed to be healthy for you.
Oh, mega or Omega Sunrise or something? Omega Sunrise 17.
I don't know, but I'm gonna have to look that up.
Yeah. At what age
Mesa
in your
Sunrise.
Life?
Mesa Sunrise.
Mesa Sunrise?
So good. It's so good. Yeah, it's tasty.
You know, when I was younger, what was the one with the rabbit? Trix.
Trix.
So yeah. Trix used to be shaped like fruits, and now it's shaped they're just colorful circles.
No, man, Rusty, they were never shaped like fruits. That's just the Mandela effect.
No, don't fuck me. Which one was shaped like fruits? I think I looked this up.
Yeah,
I'm looking it up now.
No.
That was Trix. Yeah, that was Trix.
Trix shapes did have fruit-shaped ones.
Yeah, what the fuck? So now it's just circles. 3D circles.
You're right.
It was probably too expensive. Circles are cheaper.
They did it so they can bring them back. You know, like the...
yeah, right.
Crunch,
Lucky Charms
sell berries.
They'll just keep taking out like... the pot of gold. Hey, this is the special pot of gold, a limited edition version of Lucky Charms.
I had a bag of just the marshmallows that I special ordered online.
Oh,
3 pounds
God.
Of just the marshmallows.
Did you eat it?
That's just...
At least it's better than, like, the adult cereal, where it's like, this time we brought back the flavor. I heard you guys missed it. It's like a very elderly man with salt and pepper hair with cornflakes. He's like, here's a berry. Just one.
One of the still-living Kellogg's brothers.
Is that me, there's still
Mr.
a Kellogg?
There's Gacha.
Kellogg.
Wait, is Kellogg the brand that started because they wanted to stop masturbating?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was like one of the brothers. Okay. He might have been a Mormon. I forget, but.
What? Let me look this up.
His other brother.
He looks like.
He was the crazy one who started it, and then his brother just took over and was like, what the fuck are you talking about? You're trying to make people stop masturbating. Let's turn this into a billion-dollar industry over the next 100
years. I'm looking at Will Keith Kellogg, and he looks like he frequently does it. Look at his face.
Will Keith?
Like a Dwight. Yeah, look at him. He looks like if you hit
look
him,
at him
on
look at
accident.
Him.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
On the Saga
oh, yeah.
podcast.
That guy is
take,
so disgruntled. Oh, my God.
Wait.
Can you post
no,
that?
No, it was like he wants to, it wasn't yeah. Kellogg's, though. Wasn't it the cornflakes guy? Cornelius Flake or whatever?
No, yeah, Cornelius...
Cornelius Flake.
Cornflakes aren't
that was his cousin.
They're named after a guy named Flake, not because they're shaped like flakes
I'm just
of skin.
Like Mr. Donald of the McDonald variety.
I just love that face. Oh, shit, you already did it. Yeah, tell me that's the face of a guy who isn't disturbed by his own masturbation practices.
Yeah. Like he's doing it wrong.
I have to make something to stop this. The evil things going through my head.
Mm-hmm. I have to have the most blandest cereal in order to maintain my posture.
It was also something.
Wait, did you just ask?
Posture.
Wait, did you just ask if they had masturbation back then?
No, what did they have back then? Because I know in the 1900s they had what they called penny arcades, where you view something and you get to hang out and just get a boner in public and then you leave. That was a sad time back then. So what did they have in the 1800s?
It's a penny arcade?
Drawings? Yeah, you never seen one of those.
We moved on from the
penny
arcades
that, that
now we're
that
talking about like the masturbation part of the podcast about penny arcades.
You have to look at the clouds back in the day, I believe. That's the old joke.
Yep.
Yeah,
how long have you guys been
the weather
streaming so far?
Two hours.
God damn.
Yeah.
Well,
trying to beat that 52-hour mark.
I don't know if I'll be on for the entire thing.
Rusty.
Oh, yeah. I was just trying to get the most amount of people I could on at once.
Rusty,
what
are
you up to?
Yeah, what's up?
What would be your go-to superpower? Any kind of superpower?
Are there any restrictions?
No.
You'd still be human, I guess?
Man, I don't know. I feel like I always think about this to a degree that it just becomes unreasonable in my head. I don't know. Fly? Maybe telekinesis or something. Telekinesis probably, because I imagine you could do essentially anything you wanted. You could fly if you had telekinesis.
Well,
why was Professor Xavier in a floating wheelchair?
Yeah, why didn't he just make himself?
Yeah, why didn't he make his legs awkwardly mimic walking?
I assumed he tried that and they just called him spaghetti legs behind his back, and he knew that they said that because he had mind reading powers, and so he just didn't do that anymore.
Yeah, he had the he had the ability to make his legs wobble like spaghetti, but he didn't have the ability to move past what other people said about him emotionally.
No, right, yeah, because they're all talking to each other, you know, secretly around the corner, and you know, Cyclops is like talking to Rogue, hey man, have you noticed that new thing that Professor Xavier's been doing where he's trying to walk and it just does not look correct?
Mm-hmm.
Like his legs
he's
are
still
bending
floating
the wrong way.
4 inches above the ground.
It's like if somebody was an alien and they don't realize that humans breathe, so they're trying to imitate a human, but they don't breathe, and it's like, or they don't blink or something. Like, what is wrong?
Or he
with
just
there?
Doesn't
There's
have very
off.
Granular control over it, so it he looks like Octodad or something.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It look his.
By the way,
call him Happy Wheels.
Guys,
because of his legs.
Say that again.
Yeah, go on.
No, go ahead. You finish up your thought, Def.
No, that was the whole thought. They called remember the game Happy Wheels of the 2010s? The physics in that? Or Quap? They
sure?
call them Quap legs.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah, Quap. Yeah.
Oh, Quap. I know. Oh, yeah.
That's
I remember getting pretty good at Quap.
Why?
I did just my
70 meters. I was in high school.
By the way.
Because I was in high school and there wasn't a whole lot else to do. And it was like one of the games that wasn't blocked in the browser, I think.
What an annoying game to be one of the only ones that you can play.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever use Mavis Beacon for fun?
I actually loved Mavis Beacon, and I pirated it at one point to play it.
Oh my god.
Of all the games to pirate, imagine going to court for Mavis Beacon teaches typing. They're like, really? You could have did like Halo? Like the judge is disappointed you get away with it.
What I loved about Mavis Beacon teaches typing was that you can get, it's like you get better at it, so, but you're gaining a skill in real life, so it felt like the ultimate accomplishment. You're
just
playing
like Halo. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And it stuck with me. Like, I still am, like, before Mavis Beacon teaches typing, I remember the first time I played it in elementary school, my typing speed was probably like 10, 15 words per minute when I was like in third grade or whatever. But by,
so you're saying it worked.
By eighth grade, I was typing at 50 words a minute.
That's it.
Good for you. All right. So let's, this has been going on for a really long time.
It was also very nostalgic is what I was trying to get at.
So every time you type, you get nostalgic for Mavis Beacon? That must be horrible.
No, at the time, let's move on. It's not that interesting.
Guys, can we stop? This has been going on a really, really long time. It's unpleasant and chaotic, but I mean, we gotta cut this at some point.
You want to wrap this up?
Okay. Yeah. All right, wait.
Final update for the tweet.
Can you Google image search Mavis Beacon and then we can all rate her 1 out of 10?
I feel like that would be objectification, but she's not real, so sure.
I think she actually might be a real person.
You hold on. You assumed looks. We said as a person. Okay.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're learning a lot about ourselves on this podcast, Lars.
True. Okay, fine. Fair enough.
She's a 10 out of 10. She taught people typing.
She did, exactly. 10 out of 10 because she taught me how to type.
Okay.
I guess Rusty never said attractiveness. I was
I'm going to go ahead and rate her on that. I'm going to put her at about a 6.5. It's really hard to tell depending on the picture.
Yeah.
If we were going to rate her on attractiveness, I would put her at like a 6.5 to a 7. She does have excellent facial symmetry because she's probably created from a program.
Yeah, all these pictures look different. There's about four different Mavis Beacons.
It's a real person.
Oh, there's one where she's like an 8.5. She looks like Rihanna, the artist.
She's part of the Mavis Beacon just be like, family.
Yeah.
It's based on
everyone just named Mavis. Okay. So let's end this by saying, guys, go one down the line and give a link to what you do.
Starting where?
Okay.
Let's go alphabetical.
That would be you, Daft.
So that's me. If you don't know who I am, I'm Daft Pita. youtube.com/C/DaftPita. I don't know what the C means, but it means for C. My stuff.
Like
I do
C
animation stuff. Talk.
Nice.
That's been fun.
Mr. Mate Man.
I go to sleep sometimes, and then I wake up.
So
okay, moving on.
You should give us your address to find you at. That's what we're talking about right now.
Oh, yeah.
So, Mr. Meat Man on YouTube, where you at? Right?
I'm playing like Yu-Gi-Oh right now. It's very fun.
Are you playing
as Yu-Gi?
Yeah, it's
getting good.
Oh, it's getting worse.
Oh.
They made it
Rusty, where can people find your stuff?
For children.
Was it lemonparty.org, I believe?
Oh, nice.
You probably want to bleep that.
What a boomer link. I don't know. Rusty Cage. Just look it up. It'll find it.
Goatsy.com. All right.
You still get caught by those links, I mean.
Yeah.
And you can find me on TikTok at Disney Joey and Joey Cooks. And I also host the Spaghetto podcast.
Patreon.com/T1podcast if you want to get bonus episodes of the show and you want to get extra clips in, bonus stuff, and have a funny role in the Discord, a patron only chat, and more. We gotta stop
right.
This, guys.
Daft Pina, Mr. Meatman, and Rusty Cage, as well as Efrio and Ohan, who are no longer here, and anybody else who joined us during the chat. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having
that
me.
That was it, right? Five. Was there anyone else? Am I forgetting anyone?
It should be everyone.
Well, thank you so very much.
No, go away.